Hey, folks, welcome back to the Dennis Miller Show. Carl Zahn, riding shotgun here for the entire hour. We're joined now by son of Frank Connor, Joe Connor. His father was killed by members of the FALN terrorist organization, I believe at a tavern called France's Tavern in New York City. And members of the FALN were granted clemency by Eric Holder and the Clinton administration. He's also the co-author of a book called The New Founders, which is now available. For more information, go to newfounders.net. There's a track record on Holder that shows he will do the heavy lifting on tasks others won't to advance his CV. Give us some of the lowlights of that CV.
Yeah, well, we're seeing now the same thing Holder's been pulling for years. Back in 1999, the FALN was released by the Clintons. It was when Hillary was running for Senate from New York. They were trying to get her some traction in New York City with the Latino population. And Holder came with this idea to get these 16 members of the FALN released. They were terrorists. They were put in prison for 70 years at times.
Setting off a bomb in a lunch place in...
Yep.
And your father happened to be there.
My father was there. My father was 33 years old. He worked for a bank. It was daytime. It was we were celebrating my 9th and my brother's 11th birthday that night. The meal my mom made for that night was eaten by the funeral goers later that weekend. But,
did they get 16 of the 18 out? Or?
Well, this is what happened. The 16 of them were arrested. They were all put in prison for long periods of time. No one was ever specifically convicted of the Francis attack, but they were all convicted of terrorism, of seditious conspiracy, of weapons possession. At sentencing, they threatened to kill the judge. They wouldn't defend themselves. They didn't recognize the United States jurisdiction over them. So they were put away for a long time. As my friend Rick Hahn, an FBI agent, said, the economics of law enforcement wouldn't allow them to come back to New York to face the trials. They were all done in Chicago, and they were going to be away for life, essentially. So there's no reason to bring them back to face the Francis attack trial. So they're away. It's 1981. They're put away. All of a sudden, we start hearing rumors that when Hillary's looking to get them out, and the pardon attorney at the time, Margaret Love, recommended against it. So Eric Holder, who was deputy attorney general, fired her. He brought in a guy named Roger Adams. Adams wouldn't recommend for it, but he created this options memo, which said the president can do this, this, or the other thing. He wouldn't recommend for it, although he was the chosen boy from
the
Holder.
The president being Bill.
Bill Clinton. Yeah. So we understand there were 9 meetings between Holder and the FALN supporters. We got 0, although they knew we were out there because I had been corresponding.
0 with Holder to pitch your
0 with anybody. We didn't know about it.
Really,
we, like the president, read about it in the paper.
Oh, man.
Go figure. So Holder and they scheme, they get these guys clemency. They don't accept it right away for 30 days. They debate whether they should take the clemency or not because they have to disassociate themselves with other felons and deny terrorism. So for 30 days in August 1999, they don't take it. The Clintons all of a sudden start to panic. Hillary goes from being a supporter of the clemency all of a sudden when the political tides turn, she starts going against it. On September 10th, 1999, they accepted the clemency. They walked out of prison, except for 2 of them. And one of them was Oscar Lopez. He stayed in prison because he was the leader of the group. And actually, 2 years ago, we went to Terre Haute to the federal prison, faced
that.
Him, and we kept him in prison. Parole was denied. But at the time when this all happened, they claimed executive privilege. I was at the same Cheryl Mills who's been involved in Benghazi under Obama. And you have Eric Holder, I testified at his 2009 Senate confirmation hearing for AG. And at the time, during that hearing, I'm only a few feet from him, and I hear him saying, you know, I didn't know. I didn't know they were violent. I didn't know they were building bombs. I didn't know they threatened the judge. I think I may have read about it in the paper.
Same stuff.
Same stuff. Exactly the same stuff.
Joe,
this
Jesus,
is, you know, I feel like jumping out of my skin sometimes when I turn on the TV and I hear this stuff. So this guy has to be outed. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to let people know exactly who this is. Look, when Obama nominated him in 2008, I went on Hannity. We talked about it. We predicted what was going to happen in the testimony in 2009. I said he didn't have the character, the judgment, or the values to be attorney general, or the honesty. So all this was predictable. People don't change. You know, we call him, you've called him a lapdog, and I think he kind of is a dog, right? You know, is he incompetent or is he malfeasant? Hard to know, but, you know, at the end of the day, he's like a dog because he gets what he wants. I mean, I got a dog. She has the best life I know. She gets what she wants, but she's not particularly clever, but she's clever enough to get what she wants.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Look at you and go, no, I can't do well, that. I can't fight to get guys who blew up lunch place.
He's a kappa, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
Polygato.
You said it before, like, you know, the president sets a tone, right? And Holder figures out how we can fit that.
Yeah.
And when you think of Clinton wanted the FALN out to try to get Hillary, and even though some memos had said Al Gore.
How did Hillary do with the Hispanic vote?
She did probably pretty well. I mean, New York was a disaster. It went overwhelmingly for her. But they put up a bad candidate. It was supposed to be Rudy Giuliani, who would have been a terrific candidate and would have fought this. But I think it was Rick Lazio, and he didn't really do much. And, you know, she won.
What would you... I don't know. I think that Holder, I advanced this theory a little earlier in the day today. I don't think he has to be kept because he doesn't know anything, like he says. I think he has to be kept because he knows everything. I think he'll be, he and Obama will shut the lights out. Can Obama really afford to whack a guy who has written in his journal, in his pocket, the longitude and latitude of every grave where somebody's buried?
You're right, he does. But, you know, there's some deals made behind the scenes, and, you know, you can get a nice handshake from Obama to a Holder saying, you know, we'll take care of you once I'm out of here.
So he'll be done in, and not for legit reasons. It'll be a political calculation.
It'll be politically calculated, of course, and he'll end up on his feet. He'll be at a law firm. I mean, when the clemencies happened in 99, Louis Freeh was the director of the CIA, of the FBI. He went against the clemencies. Well, you know what? He testified for Holder at the 2009 confirmation hearings. Turns out they had a relationship in the private sector with each other in the law firm that they worked for. So we've gone to a point where we're so corrupt. I've seen it from...
You've seen it through the loop of a lost loved one.
And nothing surprises me with these folks.
Can you give us a brief tutorial, or maybe it's not your purview, but of the Mark Rich pardon, since Holder's become a bit of a, I don't know, study topic for you?
A lot of the same things applied. And with Mark Rich, he denied that he knew that Mark Rich
was a tax cheat in the history of the country,
I believe. Right, he denied he knew that. And it's really the same M.O. here. We're on the same page, exactly. And so, when you know, people generally bring up Mark Rich, and it was horrible that he what he did with Mark Rich, but the FALN killed people. And, you know, it frustrates me at times when we do talk about Mark Rich, and Lord knows he worked with the enemy. He was a tax cheat. He was a terrifically bad guy. But the FALN were murderers. Yes. And so it kind of makes me, you know, I'd like that to be more of the topic because as I said in 2009, he played Russian roulette with the American people. I mean, he was going to be at the time our top law enforcement officer. Yet he saw it fit to release terrorists who didn't even accept the clemency. So he was putting potential murderers back on the street. That's playing Russian roulette. When you look at what happened with Fast and Furious, it happened again. He actually gave guns to narco terrorists, and they did kill people. So, you know, we're seeing this trend.
So Rich is way down the line.
Well, in my mind, he is, you know, people can argue that. That's fine.
I'm just trying to add a B story, but you're right. The proper B story is Fast and Furious because, once again, there's somebody who's killed there.
And he did the same thing in Fast and Furious I have a quote here about Fast and Furious where he said he didn't, when asked about it, I'm not sure of the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks. And that was at his testimony. So where's he getting his information from? I mean, my God, it's laughable.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it wasn't
so damn frustrating.
Yeah. All right, we have been joined by Joe Connor. His father, Frank, must not forget Frank Connor,
no,
was killed
that's exactly right.
by members of the FALN terrorist organization. Think of that bomb in Boston, akin to that. It was just people sitting at lunch.
It was very similar in makeup, in result. Four people were killed at Francis, three people, the same in Boston, the same kind of attack. The bomber put the bomb down and watched what he was going to do and knew he was who he would kill. Very similar. And in my mind, I mean, I saw the planes hit on 9/11. My cousin, my father's godson, was killed in the World Trade Center. And I saw the planes hit. But there's something especially evil about someone who brings a package and sets it down next to somebody knowing he's going to kill them. And that's who we were putting out on the street. And that's what happened in Boston. And I take nothing away from 9/11. I mean, I saw people jumping out of the buildings. I saw the planes hit. I saw the explosions. But there's something particularly evil about what they did.
Yeah, folks, imagine 15, 17 years hence, somebody going in and there's a political calculation trying to get Yoker Sarnoff off to get a piece of the Chechenian vote up in a Massachusetts election.
Hey.
You might have a direct sort of correlation there. That's what this Gomez, is his name Gomez?
It was Lopez.
Lopez.
Yeah.
That's what this Lopez and whoever the other one are still in. Imagine that. They wouldn't take it and Holder wanted to spring them. This is a point of Holder's duplicitousness. He was trying to evict people from prison. That's how absolutely insane this has gotten. All right, Joey, I admire you. Never
Thanks,
forget.
Man.
You'll never forget.
I never will, Dennis, and thank you.
Right on his heels.
You got
Dennis
it.
Miller Show.
The Dennis Miller Show.
On the Dial Global Radio Network.